Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Sandra. May I have your zip code?
77396.
Thank you. May I have your first and last name?
Miguel Jove.
Have you placed an order for something?
Yes, this was supposedly an order. It was done on last month. I never received it, and I was charged for it.
Okay. The zip code again is 77396.
Okay. My card zip code is 77081. Maybe it's what you go by.
Okay. And your name again?
Miguel Jove.
Okay. How do you spell it?
Miguel is M-I-G-U-E-L. Jove is J-O-V. Victor E.
Miguel, you said M-I-G-U-E-L?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Okay, what's your address? Let's see if I can find it that way.
The address on the card or the address that was delivered?
Your shipping address.
My shipping address, 7107 Oak Village Drive. That's 77396.
And what's the city and state?
Humble, Texas.
Okay. So I do see the order here. It looks like you were trying to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner, and you ordered the Bites Hub. It's an app that helps you plan healthier meals. It was emailed out to you at jove35@gmail.com.
I never got it.
Uh-huh. Well, it was sent by email when it was ordered on April 20th.
Yes.
So
but
what
I
can
what
do...
What was I supposed to receive, though?
An email with an app, the health app is going to help you plan healthier meals. You would download it to your cell phone or the computer that you want to use it on.
Yeah, but I didn't get it.
Well, I can have the company resend the email out to you, and we can also reduce it to $20 if you'd like to just try it.
The thing about it, I think I already got charged again on this month, like 4 years, 4 days ago, but I couldn't get it to it. I got the number from my bank statement. So I've been charged $59 first time.
Ryan, I only see where you were charged the very first time so far. But like I said,
yeah.
I can reduce it to $20 a month for you if you'd like to try it.
The thing about it is that I really didn't want that. So it had me going to an app, and I pressed yes on it, and I think I had all my information on my card to, like, buy it.
Uh-huh.
But I really don't need any of this. So I just cancel it and...
Okay. Well, I can certainly close it out since you're not going to use it anymore.
Yeah. So
one
I never
moment.
Got even. Please. And what's going to happen with the $59? Not
okay.
Refundable?
Well, it is a valid charge according to the company. I'll go ahead and check with my supervisor to see what else we can do for you, okay?
Please. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
You tired?
Yes, I am. Thank you. I'm sorry.
No,
so, my supervisor is saying that according to the note here, let's see here. He is saying that I can give you half of that money back on that one charge because you've had, according to the company, they sent the email to you about the app. I know you're saying you didn't get it, but they're saying they sent it out to that email address the day it was ordered. So they would allow me to give you the half of that $59.89 back and close the account so they won't bill you anymore.
Okay, so the boost that it was charged like this week, what's going to happen with that?
I don't see a charge for this week.
Charged.
The only charge that I see is from April. April 20th.
Okay, because I just got another charge. Well, maybe I got to call the other number then.
Okay, maybe so, but I only see one charge here. And he's saying he would allow me to give you half of that back and close the account so you won't be charged anymore.
Yes, please, can you do that? I mean,
sure.
I don't have a use for it, please.
Okay, one moment.
You're not related to Boost Fitness? Fitness?
This is the meal planning app, so I'm not sure if that's a manufacturer for another product that you may have ordered. I'm just not sure. On this account, you have the Bites Hub app. That's what was ordered when you were trying to win the Dyson vacuum cleaner. But I have the account closed out now, and you're just waiting for that refund to post back to your card, and it should post back in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, that sounds good. Is there like a number that
I'll give you the cancellation number in just a minute. Okay, here we go. We have the account closed. I've requested the refund, partial refund to go back to your card. And I have your cancellation number when you're ready.
Yes, ready.
It's C as in Charlie, 920-605-573.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you for calling customer support. Again, this account is closed. You're just waiting for that refund to post back to your card.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a
yes,
good night.
Sir. Okay.
Don't work too hard.
I'll try not to. Thank you so much for calling customer support and have a good night.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thanks.